Welcome to our 10th SPG podcast of the academic year. Good morning, it's Dr. Casserly here. I hope you're keeping well. We raised £727 last Friday from the Dress Down Day for the Jamaica Hurricane Melissa Disaster Fund. And this is even without Year 11, who were doing their PPEs and will have their Dress Down Day next week. Thank you so much for your support on this, because we know the funds raised will make a real difference to help the people of Jamaica in their recovery from the disaster caused by the hurricane. And so on to pupil success. I am very proud to say that I have just finished giving my congratulations to our Year 8 six-a-side football team, who are Birmingham School's six-a-side champions. How amazing. The standard of the competition was extremely high, and our girls were superb. Well done to our fantastic squad, to Mackenzie in 8A, to Lena in 8A, to Grace in 8A, to Veronica in 8A, to Sophie in 8L, to Olivia in 7S, and to Sienna in 7A. Well done to our two Year 7 girls for getting into the team and for playing so well. Also, congratulations to our captain, Lena, who was selected as the player of the tournament by the organisers. SPG are the champions, and I hope Villa will follow their standard against Leeds this weekend. Congratulations to Yagoda in 8S, who competed in the Leon Paul Under 14 Open Fencing Championships in London and achieved an excellent third place. This is a real achievement in an open competition in London, where there are so many fencing clubs, and especially competing against students much older than her. So well done to Yagoda. Huge congratulations to Lucy in 7A, who has received the Alex Damon Award, Young Fundraiser of the Year for 2025. And it's for all of her outstanding work promoting Crohn's and Colitis UK knowledge and fund awareness. She will attend an award ceremony on the 1st of December to receive her award. What a marvellous accolade, and we're so proud of her, as she should be of herself. Well done to Misha in 8L, who competed in no less than 20 dance and performance pieces in the festival competition in Coventry. The standard is extremely high, and Misha achieved 4/3, 4/2, and 4/1, one in troupe song, one in acro troupe, one in song and dance duet, and a first in classical ballet group as well. How amazing to have 4/1 in such a range of disciplines. What a brilliant achievement to be so talented in so many areas. Not even Craig Revel Horwood could match her. Congratulations to Sharon in 70, who was the overall winner of the Power for Good competition, with her superb interactive design of quotes and actions on how to be a power for good in the world. Congratulations to Sylvie in 90, who was awarded the Key Stage 3 prize for kindness, and to Nicole in 11P for her superb poem and to be the Key Stage 4 winner. Well done to Dahlia in 7U on being awarded a prize for her excellent creative writing on how we can use words to be a power for good. And finally, congratulations to Shikami in 8P for winning the weekend quiz on World Media Networks, showing superb research skills and fantastic communication skills. This is her third time of winning, so she's showing real skill here. And so on to school events. On International Men's Day on Wednesday, the 19th of November, the men working in our school were presented with a card and chocolate to say thank you for all they do. In a world where we often hear the phrase toxic masculinity, we took time to thank God for the wonderful masculinity of grandfathers, fathers, brothers, uncles, and all men, and entrusted them to the intercession of Saint Joseph, who was such an inspirational role model for Jesus. Thanks to Alejandra and Mr. Venables for bringing members of the chaplaincy team to St. Chad's Cathedral for Mass with Archbishop Bernard for Aid to the Church in Need on Wednesday. We focused and prayed for Christians throughout the world who are persecuted for their faith, remembering Jesus' promise, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." We were very proud to see Casey in 9L representing school by reading so well and with such confidence at Mass. Thank you to Amarchi in 7P, to Chizzy in 7A, to Catherine in 7A, to Leticia in 7P, to Yola in 7P, to Jujana in 9L, to Casey in 9L, and to Janet in 10U, who were such brilliant ambassadors for our school. We were also grateful to other members of the chaplaincy team who organised a bake sale in school with all the funds going to Aid to the Church in Need. Thank you to Joanna in 10U, Emily in 10U, Sophie in 10U, Maya in 10U, Ivania in 10U, Brittany in 10U, Lorraine in 10U, Cheldine in 10L, Holly in 9T, and Chloe in 13P for all their excellent baking skills and hard work. Well done to members of our debate team, Emily in 12S, Bonnie in 12S, Emmy in 12A, and Eloise in 12U, who participated in the Catholic Partnership debate on Wednesday. They had to oppose the motion that this House proposes raising taxes on the wealthy to better fund the NHS and schools. And they were absolutely brilliant. The word is that Emily was the best debater by far, and brought oratory to the very highest standards. Thanks to Mrs. Weston for organising this, and well done to members of our debate team. We had a very busy day yesterday. Year 13 health and social care students had an excellent visit to the Library of Birmingham in preparation for their exam unit on research methods. They really found it interesting and were thoroughly engaged and exemplary, so very well done. Thank you to the other Mrs. Weston for organising this. Thank you to members of the chaplaincy team who visited Sally Park Care Home yesterday. They brought great joy to those they met and were so thoughtful, caring and kind. The laughter and singing could be heard all around. Thank you to Alejandra for organising all of this. We also went to the Maths Challenge yesterday in Coventry. Our girls had a great experience and were superb ambassadors for our school. Well done to Alia in 10S, to Holly in 10T, to Monique in 10T, to Lily in 10P, to Nidhi in 10P, to Emanuela in 10A, to Chinny in 10U, and to Michelle in 10L. Very well done and congratulations. And we're now going to have a reflection from our head girl team on their recent visit to meet the inspirational Sister Trays and visit Sally Park Convent.
Hi everyone, it's Samuela
and Despina.
And before half term, the head girl team had the chance to go to Sally Park to visit Sister Therese and the other wonderful sisters. If any of you didn't already know, they used to live here at St. Paul's and recently moved and are truly the heart of St. Paul's. We believe it's important to share our experience and what we as the Head Girl team took away from it. Personally, I felt a great warmth coming in and all the sisters were extremely welcoming, which made me reflect on how special the school is as we have this warmth rooted within us. It's definitely a reflection of the environment here at school too and how strong we are as girls to be able to achieve anything and everything. There really is nothing we can't do. As they say, we are St. Paul's girls and there's nothing we cannot achieve. And going back to how welcoming they were, I think it truly reflected on Omnibus Omnia, to be all things to all people. And as the Head Girl team, it really inspired us to do all we can with you. And we really hope you do the same for us and for all the staff, parents, friends and cleaners.
As Archbishop Burnett said in his homily, we should give our 100% in everything we do. Not just as St. Paul's girls, but also for ourselves as children of God.
Sister Therese left us with this prayer of blessing, which reminds us that God can count on us just as we can count on God. In the name of the Father, and the Son,
and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Only God creates.
We are called to co-create with God.
Only God gives life.
We are called to cherish life.
Only God makes to grow.
But we are called to nourish that growth.
Only God gives faith.
We are called to be signs of God for each other.
Only God gives love.
We are called to care for each other.
Only God gives hope.
We are called to give this hope to each other.
Only God gives power.
We are called to get things going.
Only God can bring peace.
We are called to build bridges.
Only God can bring happiness.
We are invited to be joyful.
Only God is the way.
We are called to show the way to each other.
Only God is light.
We are called to make lines shine in the world.
Only God makes miracles happen.
We must offer our loaves and fishes.
Only God can do the impossible.
But it's up to us to do what is possible. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Have a nice week!
Thank you so much for that beautiful reflection. And also thank you very much to Sister Trace and to all of the sisters for their wonderful, wonderful support. And as that reflection ended in prayer, I just have a plea. It is, please would parents be really, really careful in coming to school via the one-way system, especially in the evenings. We had a log jam this week, which could have been avoided if we had all cars travelling in the same direction. I know it is not a council-imposed one-way system, but we're really making a plea for everyone to abide by our school-suggested one-way system. In the evenings, if parents could please come to school by driving up Vernon Road at the junction with Rotten Park Road and Portland Road, and then exit coming up Montague Road onto Portland Road. It would just make everyone's lives so much easier. Thanks in advance for your help with that. And now on to forthcoming events. Tuesday, the 25th of November, is our Deep Learning Day, and your daughters will be telling you about all the exciting events that have gone on that day. Wednesday, the 26th of November, at noon, is the Filipino Mass, which will be celebrated by Father Fetch. Wednesday, the 26th of November, we will also have the CAFOD Hunger Lunch. Thanks to Alejandra, Purity in 10S, Beatrice in 11S, and Cheldine in 10L for leading such a thought-provoking assembly this morning. We're invited to pay £1 and will receive a slice of bread and a cup of soup to give us an insight of what it is like to go without a meal to empathise with the poor. The funds raised will then go to CAFOD. Thursday, the 27th of November, is the Year 8 Online Parents Evening. Booking appointments went live yesterday. If you have any problems, please do not hesitate to contact school. If you have any questions, likewise, please do not hesitate to contact school. The Christmas shoe boxes for the Trussell Trust Food Bank need to be in school by Tuesday, the 2nd of December. We've been so impressed with so many beautiful and extremely thoughtful shoe boxes already. Really, they're going to make such a difference. And it's just a reminder that Wednesday, the 3rd of December, is an inset day. And now I just want to spend a few moments talking about snow. As soon as we have a flake of snow, the girls are in hope that they can go home. They wish. At the moment, we're not expecting a lot of snow. However, it's always worth sharing the processes should there be significant snowfall that would necessitate closing school. In the very rare circumstances of the decision being made to close the school, parents will be informed in the following ways. Number one, parents will receive a text. So please make sure we have your most up-to-date mobile number, or obviously you won't receive the message. If you telephone the school office and let them know if your number has changed, and give them your new number as soon as possible. Emails will also be sent to parents and also to your daughter. And thirdly, there will be a notice on the front of the school website that school is closed. However, in the event of school being physically closed, with the wonders of online technology, learning will still continue. Your daughter will be expected to log on at 8:50 a.m. to register. She will then have assembly with her form tutor, head of year or me, and then she will have her same 6 lessons for the day and just needs to log on to Teams. Teachers will do reminders of how to do this, and Year 7 will also be taught the process in computer science lessons. So your daughter will just swap her learning from school to home with her same timetable, but online. Aren't the wonders of technology magnificent? And so on to the Just One Thing section. This week, Miss Forrest, our wonderful Key Stage 3 Raising Standards leader and Pupil Premium Coordinator, will share her Just One Thing parents can do to help their daughter raise her academic achievement at Key Stage 3 and beyond.
Hello everyone. So today I am going to share just one simple idea, just one thing that you can do which would make a big difference in your daughter's learning journey, whether that's at Key Stage 3, Key Stage 4 or Key Stage 5. And that one thing is this: to show a genuine curiosity about what your daughter is learning. So it sounds really, really simple, but actually it's incredibly powerful, even though it takes minimal effort, I would say, from a parent or guardian perspective. So when your daughter walks through the door after school, or perhaps you collect her, instead of saying, "How was your day? How are you?" which I imagine 99% of the time gets the famous "fine" response, you could try something instead like, "What was the most interesting thing you learned in science today or history today? Or tell me something that surprised you in one of your lessons today, or that you didn't know before." And I have to admit, this really, really reminds me of my own childhood. So every single Saturday, my dad would come and pick me up. And he would always say to me this dreaded question, this question that I learned initially to dread. And it was, "What did you learn this week? Tell me everything you learned this week." And he would go through every single subject. And it was about a 30-minute drive to his house. So this whole time would be taken up by this conversation. And I'm not necessarily suggesting that you do it for 30 minutes, but this is what he did. And at the time, I am very, very positive at the start that I gave little more than a grunt or a shrug or a simple response of fractions. But he kept asking every single week, and I knew that he was going to ask me every single week. And what made a difference to me was that he was genuinely curious. And actually, when I grunted and when I shrugged and when I gave these really short, dismissive responses, he asked more. And he said, well, tell me more about that. Oh, tell me, I don't know about that. Tell me about, you know, are you doing this? Are you doing that? And he didn't just want to check up on me. He wasn't just, you know, making sure that I'd paid attention. He actually wanted to know, or it felt to me as though he really wanted to know. And eventually, I found myself looking forward to telling him about what I'd learned. And I would think at the end of each day, I'd just go, oh, I've just learned about this happening in World War One. I'm really going to tell my dad about that. He'll find that really interesting. And those conversations helped me to recall everything that I'd learned without even realising it, I was revising. And more importantly, his genuine passion for knowledge and learning and education, which I felt that he had, helped me to spark my own love of learning. And it is probably one of the reasons why I want to be in school every day, because I love learning and I am that teacher that goes into a classroom, a French classroom, to collect a student and asks for the student in French, because I love learning. And I think it's a great thing to model to our girls. And that is what curiosity does. When we take an interest in what our child is learning and not just their grades, it tells them that learning is valuable in itself. And I think that changes everything. It shows to them that it's not just about the final end result. It's about actually this process and this journey and to enjoy their time in school. And the great thing is, you don't need to know the answers. In fact, it's better if you don't know the answers. If your child comes home and tells you that they have done quadratic simultaneous equations, I do not expect you to know what that even means. But you can ask them, and you can ask them to tell you more and maybe show it in their show you what they've done in their book. So for this week's Just One Thing, take a few minutes every day to just ask her what she's learned and not just how she's doing or what results she got on a English test. Show her that you're genuinely interested in this journey that she's taking and in what she's learning. Because when she sees that her learning matters to you, it will start to matter more to her too. And I think that's what we do as teachers. We show the students that their learning really, really matters. And it isn't just about that end result. And then they feel more invested. So thank you so much for listening, and have a lovely rest of your day.
Thank you so much to Miss Forrest for highlighting those opportunities where, even in the car on the way home, we can have those meaningful conversations which can inspire our girls to do even better. So we conclude now with our prayer. Today, on the feast of the Presentation of Mary, we commemorate the tradition that Mary, as a young child, was presented in the temple in Jerusalem by her parents, Joachim and Anne. On this day, we present to God our great girls and ask our Blessed Lady to always look after them in the temple of their lives. Pope Benedict XVI expressed it beautifully when he said that Mary's greatness consists in the fact that she wants to magnify God and not herself. We pray that we will take every opportunity to magnify God, especially in our gratitude and gladness. I end the podcast sharing a prayer format called the GLAD praying technique, based on Psalm 118, which says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." The glad prayer format simply guides us to focus on gratefulness, learning, accomplishment, and delight in our prayer. So let's practice our glad technique in our prayer at the end of this podcast. Grateful. Let's bring before God one thing we are thankful for that is relevant to our experience today. Learned. Let's bring before God one fact, one skill, or something we've discovered about ourselves or a friend today. Accomplishment. Let's bring before God one accomplishment, anything from something small to something wonderfully grand that we have achieved and accomplished today. And finally, delight. Let's bring before God one thing that has touched our heart today and that has brought joy or inspiration to our life or to our senses. Let us be glad in our great girls. This Sunday is the Feast of Christ the King, called Youth Sunday. So let's be glad and rejoice in our girls and in all young people who Pope Leo calls the promise of hope. May we have a glad-filled weekend. And thank you to all of our parents and families. You have every reason to be proud and glad in our great girls who personify that I am a St. Paul's girl and there is nothing I cannot achieve.